We interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
Ahoy, hoy. Happy Friday, buddy!
We did it.
Well, we did. I don't know what you did, but we did it.
Somebody did
something.
Somebody
did something. Good morning!
Somebody did something.
We have our friend AJ in the building.
Hey, who it is?
AJ's visiting. He's a college graduate. Well, he's going to be a college graduate.
That's right.
Aren't you already a college? This is another thing?
I have so many degrees.
What is it called then? Yeah, what's the...
This is master's degree, and I'm just here to let you ding-dongs know I'm better than you.
Yeah! No, you are. No, that's a master's degree. So do you have a bachelor's in something?
I have three associate's degrees.
Oh, my God.
And a bachelor's.
Oh.
A master's I didn't finish, and then this one.
Oh, my goodness. All right, smarty pants.
Perfect. Yeah. I'm
can
a mess.
Can you still finish the other one and hold and be like doubled masters?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know, but I just don't feel it.
This one's going to be in what, library science?
Yeah.
He's going to be a scientist about libraries.
Yeah.
He knows about things.
Books. Mm-hmm. Decimal system.
Mr. Master's degree.
Mr. Smarty Pants.
Give
me your lunch
money. I would
like
to point out that I finished it mostly through inertia.
How's that? Like, you just didn't stop.
I just kept going.
And you did it all online.
Yep.
From Colorado Springs.
Yep. At Syracuse.
But the professors in Toronto.
They're everywhere.
They're everywhere. All right.
Oh, I just threw up a little bit.
It's great.
So much.
That's awesome.
I have no desire to go back to school. I barely got through the first time.
No.
And I've washed my hands of that.
I'm a couple credits away from like a minor in journalism.
Oh, sure. Congratulations.
So, sure. I mean.
At this point,
that's a whole process.
At this point, I don't know if Oswego wants us back, but I don't know what to tell you. Well, somebody will get a job, I guess. Hopefully,
something keep, like it. Maybe. We'll see.
This is way more fun.
This is way more fun. Yeah.
Do that.
So we'll hang with AJ this morning. We are, of course, live on a Friday, a busy Friday for your baby boys. So I'll tell you what, we're gonna do the show, and then we'll do our video game stream. And then at 4 o'clock, Cody will be live at the brand new Papa John's in Cicero.
Because, I mean...
Because that's a big time. That's a big timer right there.
Let me turn myself on. Stand a certain way here.
4 to 6 tonight, Cody will be live over at Papa John's in Cicero. They extended the deal. They were just doing $5 one-topping pies today. Now he's doing it all weekend.
Whoa.
He's doing it all weekend.
Okay.
So get over to Papa John's in Cicero. Damn. It's across from the DQ. Cody will be there 4 to 6. Get a $5 pie. I'm going to come out and get one.
Get a pie. Shut up. Get a pie.
Try to get a pie. And then 7 o'clock tonight, I'll go back on our stream and we'll do a little house party and have fun. Have fun tonight. You're listening to Dog Chat here on K-Rock. I do. We're all sharing our dog breeds and whatnot. AJ was showing chat. His corgi, Rue.
Oh, the little puppy.
Coco's going to get another tattoo of his dog, Elsa.
Yeah, might as well just...
with her resting bitch face.
Keep it going, yep.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be a
And you're all sharing
fun.
Your dog. Show Sister's been up since 2:30 with her golden mountain puppy.
Ooh.
Who's going to be a big, big puppy. She's going to be a big girl.
Yep.
And we were talking, whenever I bring up big dogs, I bring up AJ's parents.
Mm-hmm.
Used to have these two Bernese mountain dogs, Sophie and Amos.
125 and 130,
that's
respectively.
Awesome.
And you'd sit on their couch, and they would just jump on you because they don't understand.
No, they don't get it. We did this when we were puppies. I don't know what.
The same size, right?
And then they'd go out in the snow, and like you say, Elsa loves the snow. These dogs, they needed it. They craved it.
Yeah. That's where they live.
Yeah. That's what Rue does. If she sees green grass or snow, like... You know, hills.
Yeah.
Because they're from Wales. It's all just green hills there. She just freaks out.
Yeah. It's weird how dogs just have that in their brains and they don't know why.
Just love it.
Like, Freddy has to chase things because he's a terrier who had to chase things in the olden days.
Yep.
He doesn't know why he has to do it. He just has to do it.
He knows he has a job.
I have a job and I got to chase things and I'll get it right and I'll bring it right back to you.
That was Jughead with birds and stalking. And there'd be hours of mm-hmm. him in the backyard not moving from a standstill position. You could just go and peek over the deck and be like, yeah, he's still standing there. How long? Yeah. Hour and a half? Just...
Because he's got to kill it, right?
Either that or he wants to show me, and then I kill it, and then he can go grab it for me. But, like, mm-hmm. even if you acknowledge, yep, I see it, bud. Thank you.
I wish I had that level of focus and dedication.
Right?
To just literally anything.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. Just to stalk something for hours.
Yeah.
In hope of a payoff. You don't even know if you're going to catch it.
No.
I can't watch a 20-minute television show.
Really?
Yeah.
Is the ADD that bad? I either can't watch a 20-minute television show or I can watch a 6-hour stretch of something. There is no in-between.
Yeah.
Like, I can watch 15 minutes of something and I'm bored with it.
Right.
Or I will lay down and 6 hours will pass because I've watched 3 episodes of something.
Right.
Zero or 100.
Yeah, that's all it is. All of your dog photos coming in. Thank you. We do appreciate those on the K-Rock text line. We do want to look at those.
Always feel free to send the dog
315-364-1009. As a busy Friday, like I said, Papa John's 4 to 6 today. It's all day they're doing, all weekend they're doing those pizza deals. And then 7 o'clock tonight, house party. Yeah.
Because I just said it once. Now I can't stop calling it Peepaw John's.
Peepaw John's!
That's my Peepaw. So
Peepaw Sarah John's. Chet says, my GSP. What's a GSP, dog?
Is that the pointer?
It's a George St. Pierre, the UFC fighter.
Oh, yes. George St. Pierre.
Okay, so he's out there.
Is like there with rabbits. Says anytime they see a rabbit, they're gone. They're going after it. And yes, Father John's Pizza, that's his dad. So we'll be there next week. German short hair pointer. All right. All these breeds.
There's a ton of them. I love it.
We'll be there. All right. The first ever K-Rock plant swap, bro. Coming up Saturday, May 30th at Crazy Daisies.
Crazy.
Bring your cuttings, your
whatever.
Propagating. Yeah. Things, whatever. I don't know.
Your bulbs.
Full plants. If there's ones you want to get rid of and stuff, just come and hang out. Bring bulbs, plants.
Bulbs, someone will whatever be happy. You got.
Mm-hmm.
Bring it.
Mm-hmm. And then maybe smoke a couple plants. You know what I'm saying?
Also, yes.
Top text line says, I jumped out of a plane in Colorado Springs.
Very nice.
Is that because you were saying the Air Force Academy's
there?
Yeah,
the Air Force Academy's there. Fort Carson, the Army installation is there.
Did you jump out of a plane?
You know, okay? I tried to multiple times, and they kept bumping me.
Why?
Because they said there were people who had more important jobs that needed to jump out of a plane before me.
Oh, yours was just for fun?
It wasn't for fun.
You wanted
but it
to
was
do
like,
it.
Yeah, when I was in the 82nd, they're like, we're not going to throw a drone out of the plane with you.
You don't
so,
know
yeah.
So anytime a combat engineer or an infantry person needed my spot, they just bumped me.
Oh.
That would be the coolest scene in a movie, though, if you had to jump out the plane.
With the drone?
While you're flying the drone, and you're flying through the air as well?
You're giving Red Bull ideas right now. I'll tell you what. Someone at Red Bull is listening. They're writing this down.
That'd
he jumps
cool.
out with no parachute, flies the drone, catches himself with the drone,
Yep, the drone
slams a can,
yep. Mm-hmm. and then rides it down like a hoverboard.
Why can't they 100%. Accommodate as many people as they want to jump out of planes?
Because it costs money, and if you do, if they don't need to do it, they don't do it.
Oh,
they waste money on everything. They didn't. They got tired of wasting money on me.
All right,
that's why they sent me home.
Yeah, like all right, get out of here.
Snuck behind them when they were getting on. AJ, what? No. I'm on this one.
No, I was already on this one.
No, I'm on this one.
Get out of here.
Get out of here. Give me that parachute back,
little scamp.
There is a debate happening now online about toast, and I'll explain it. As this, I think a girlfriend took a video of her partner after he made toast. He stands it up.
Oh yeah,
vertically.
Yes. I like that.
To let it kind of cool. He said, okay, his argument was when you lay it down,
mm-hmm.
the steam from the bottom layer kind of sogifies the bread. I'm making that word up.
Yeah.
So he puts it up vertically so that it doesn't get soggy and it stays, like Bob says in chat, you avoid the toast sweat, is what he says.
I can get that. It depends on your butter level, I would say.
Yeah.
If you're a heavy butterer and then you do that, it'll all just slide right off.
Well, I get this because when I go to bed at night, if I lay down on my stomach or down on my back, I get warmer than if I lay on my side. If you lay on your side, you have more surface area.
It's true.
So I can get it. Yep.
Yeah.
He says he knows it looks weird, but the idea is that it lets your toast breathe, maintains the crunch. Flat toast can trap steam underneath it. Steam will make your toast soggy. It's best for the white bread. Easy.
Damn right.
Yeah, 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 damn right.
Everything's divisive. Let's see.
Sourdough is naturally denser and holds its shape better, but it does get a little soggier because it's a
Although what rich ass bread is this guy getting? You just stand it up after. I've seen the bread that I get. I don't think I'm standing my bread up.
I'm not buying anything that thick.
I'm not getting Texas toast.
I'm standing mine up and I'm just falling back over.
Yeah, he's toast maxing, Bob.
Jeez. Yep. Toast maxing.
If you are eating it immediately out of the toaster, spread some butter on it, and go for it right away without the standing process. But if you are going to let it sit for a second.
It depends, though, because sometimes I'm thinking of when I go to make that diner mini sandwich where I'm throwing a little scramby egg, a little whatever on there and taking a bite. I don't mind when it's the bread's a little softer, I guess.
Yeah.
But I can see both sides.
I was doing a move. What was that move I was doing at one of our diner tour stops? Where I was using the toast as, and this is not groundbreaking, but I was using the toast as a fork.
Yeah, use it as a utensil.
And I would take a little piece of toast, and then I'd put the food on, and then take a bite of the toast. Oh, now I want breakfast toast.
Perfect egg bite.
I'm ready to eat. I want a good
egg bite.
Perfect egg bite every time, baby. Get the show on demand wherever you download your favorite podcast. Type in K-Rock the Show, and there we are, all killer, no filler, boiled down, and we would love it if you downloaded us. Busy day today, as Cody will be hanging at Papa John's in Cicero, the brand new Papa John's location, right there across from the DQ.
I mean, it'll be my doctor's appointment first, so if they really want to spend all day, they can come with me to Liverpool, if they would like.
Could you imagine you're in your doctor's office? And you're just setting up a little table with stickers on it. And the receptionist, sir, can I help you? Oh, I'm doing a little appearance here today before we go in there.
Just doing a remote.
I'm just doing a quick remote.
5-minute remote before I head
in. Can I get my merch set?
Yeah.
Before I
just hold on.
Get my blood work?
I'm going to set this up and then I'll be back there, sir. Don't worry about it. Oh, my goodness.
They take my blood and I take out a Sharpie and just happy to sign that for you, Doc.
Real happy.
For you.
And then tonight, 7 o'clock, back on our Twitch channel, I'll do a house party. I haven't done one in a while. We'll DJ, listen to some music, and have a good time. Don't forget, it's Mother's Day.
Right now?
Well, Sunday. Sunday's
crazy.
Mother's Day. But
Friday, Mother's Day.
Plan accordingly.
Sunday.
Yes. Plan accordingly. Anybody got any Mother's Day plans? What do you do for your old Deb Deb? I told her whatever
she wants because stepdad's got to work. So if you want to do casino stuff, there's no movies out want to see.
No.
And she does not want to do like the restaurant thing.
You just did it for Cinco de Mayo.
Well, even like that, because that's what I said. I was like, little San Miguel's going to do something. But they're so packed
on Mother's Day.
So maybe a casino will
She's just blessed to have you in town for Mother's Day. That's the gift. That's nice.
I am the gift that keeps on giving.
You are the gift.
That worked out well. Aren't you going to the zoo, right?
No, we're actually going to stay home and we're going to watch. We're doing like a thing at my in-laws' house.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay.
But then I got to give a shout out to Tam Tam as well. I got to.
Oh, yeah.
Give her a ring a ding and say, hey.
I miss you, girl.
Aw.
Because you got a bunch of mothers.
Oh, Tammy Two Hips. She probably goes to my sister's house.
In birthdays. I was going to say, you guys don't do like a. You know,
no, because I got
all out the way.
No, this is the busiest week of the year because it goes Mother's Day, wife's birthdays, oldest birthday. Boom.
Whoa.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3.
Cookie cake.
1, 2, 3. We'll get a cookie cake in there at some point. So plan accordingly for your Mother's Day celebration. Yep. As what am I looking at? Sunday, Mother's Day, next week's full sales players. I don't know. There's a casino thing.
Well, that'll maybe. I mean, the zoos are going to be packed, too.
That'll be fun.
Because really, it's whenever I can, if I want to do something, I can just be like, why don't we do this? So, I feel never been to the
She'll
wild.
She'll just be happy to spend time with her baby boy.
Oh, I know. But of course, it's May. You'd think be able to sit outside and, do stuff outside.
No.
I don't even think it'll be in the 60s.
Well, Mother's Day is Sunday, and it means you've got to come up with some ideas. The Today Show has said, what's the difference between Mother's Day and Father's Day? Well, one thing. Is that
a vagina?
Oh, that's right, yes.
Right. You got to squeeze them out.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It seems like the difference is that Mother's Day, we're always like, let's go do stuff with Mom. And then Father's Day, we're like, let's leave Dad alone.
It's like, yeah, let him go golf.
Let him go golf or you can go fishing or something. Maybe your mother just wants to be left alone today, too. I mean, Sunday. Why do I keep saying today?
I think they would tell you. For Mother's Day, I just want some peace and quiet.
There is a video going around that says, dads are going to get something wrong on Mother's Day. It's just the way it is. Well, how dare you? How dare you?
They're
maybe
so
I'm
stupid.
Not. Maybe I'm going to nail it. Dads don't really stand a chance on Mother's Day because decisions still need to be made, and it's going to come down to the mother. Yeah, I mean, we're doing our best, but I can't make all the decisions. I'm a dope.
Yeah.
I'm a dope. See, Katie says, I would like to be left alone on Mother's Day. Exactly.
Okay. There you go.
To moms, it is suggested that Mother's Day does not need to be the best day ever, nor should it make or break you, but just one small thing would be nice. Was this written by a guy?
Yeah, right?
Did a guy write this? I'm doing my best. I'll give you I'll go on a card or something.
I'm trying, even if it's just from the gas station. Who cares?
Can you get some credit?
Yeah, come on. I got up. Didn't
oh,
I
my
get
God.
Up?
I know it's your day, but can I just get one compliment?
This is
please.
Oh, man. Happy Mother's Day weekend to your mothers. From 4 to 6, Cody will be at the Papa John's in Cicero, the brand new Papa John's locations across from DQ right there in the Lens Crafters Plaza. Go see your boy because not only do they got the 10-inch cheese sticks today, they're doing $5 pies, one topping.
Boom.
All weekend long. Not just today. He extended it. I got the information. He extended it through the weekend, so yeah. Get over to that new Papa John's location and see Coco today, 4 to 6, or all weekend long, and save yourself some money. Then 7 o'clock tonight on Twitch, we'll do a house party.
You're going to want pizza left over, so boom.
Trying
boom,
to understand pizza. This linguistics professor from MIT.
Don't.
Who gave himself a fictitious award.
That's lame.
Not real, like the FIFA Peace Prize.
How lame that is.
The linguistics professor who taught at an Eastern France university for 20 years.
Okay.
Often bragged about how he had been awarded the gold medal of what does it say, Jay? Philology?
Yeah,
philology. What does that mean?
Nah, it's not real.
Like words? I know words.
Yeah, it's like the study of language, but mostly right. Like written language.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, he won a gold medal in that.
Oh, yeah.
Except that's not a thing.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
I don't know how you compete in that event.
And silver and bronze.
Wow. Yeah.
He
triple,
swept it. He swept
triple
it.
Threat.
Yep. He did the trifecta.
But only in the heavyweight division.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Apparently, back in 2016, he threw a ceremony. Government officials showed up. Legitimate Nobel laureates showed up. Somebody awarded himself this gold medal in words or whatever that is.
Yeah. He put a banquet on for himself.
He did. He is now being exposed for this. There's a bunch of names that I don't know, but he awarded himself the gold medal of philology.
Yep.
Which is now a fictitious scholarly organization.
I was going to say, what do they want him to give it back?
Yeah, like, oh, what am I supposed to do now? Yeah.
I love this.
They awarded me.
Love this. I had a buddy in the Army who, when he got promoted, then they asked him, you know, you give like a little speech or whatever. His first words were, first off, I'd like to thank myself because without me, this wouldn't be possible.
Absolutely.
I love that.
Absolutely.
I love that. Give yourself an award.
Yeah, sometimes you got to give yourself your own flowers.
That's great. What?
He was probably sitting around being like, I'm killing this philology game right now. What and I got nothing to show for it.
What's the problem with it?
Like, well, he's been getting teaching jobs based off of it. But also, don't those colleges know that that's not a real thing? Just because it says it on a resume.
But it is, though. He gave it to himself. It's now been a thing for 10 years. It sounds like it's a thing.
Yeah. How many resumes did I fill out where I had a supervisor named Joshua Grossbach?
Hey!
Yeah.
That's all he's doing.
Yeah, you got a bunch of your buddies as the manager.
I've been a lot of supervisors. I've been a lot of references.
Yep.
People have called me for a lot of various things. I've been called by the FBI.
Me too.
Really?
Yeah.
You had to do that too?
Why did you get called by the FBI?
A friend was getting a job. And
same.
They had to get security clearance. So the lady had to ask, do you know him? Is he good and all that?
Well, I've been called.
I told him he was the worst.
I've been
terrible.
Called by the FBI multiple times. We have a,
why did they call you?
Well, long ago, he signed up to go to the Army, and then he didn't go to the Army, and then they were looking for him.
He did, and then
they were trying to track him down, and it all worked out in the end. But then we have a buddy who I won't say, but he's in the Navy and he was getting a promotion in the Navy and whatever that involves. He called me and he was like, hey, I think you might get a call from the FBI.
Yeah.
And then I did. I got like in a, like the Oswego FBI field station called me.
Oh, yeah, it was
to make sure that my friend wasn't like, you know,
yeah,
a terrorist.
He's on the up and up.
Yeah, he was on the good. And I'm like, I feel like you should be calling way more important people than me about this. Like,
I did one of these once. I did. I don't think it was the FBI, but we definitely met in a Starbucks.
And,
yeah, they asked me uncomfortable questions about an ex.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
That was fun.
You need to look real. You need to dig deeper into this. Just between you and me, I don't want to cause any trouble.
I'm just telling you.
Little wink, wink. Congratulations, Cody, winning the gold medal in radio today. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Big award.
I'm very proud of myself.
Comes with no cash prize.
If you put it on your resume and you need a reference, I'm your guy.
Yeah, perfect. Supervisor awesome. AJ Lenowitz. Your house is like a guar shell. My God. Good morning. This is K-Rock. AJ was talking about how the elevation in Colorado Springs gives him nosebleeds often.
That's my favorite Slayer song. Sneezing blood.
I wake up sneezing blood.
Yeah.
Every wall in my house and some of the ceilings have my DNA on it because I just sneeze blood all the time. In addition to other things.
What's for breakfast?
Yeah, you guys. Is it like a deeper medical issue? Like,
I got enough going on. I don't need to know that there's a deeper issue with this.
Good,
I got to there's the VA is taking care of everything. Yeah. I don't need to give them another thing.
Oh my God, he's back. Now he's sneezing blood. Jesus. How much more? There is a line item in the DOD budget that is dedicated just to him. There's like the Lenowitz line.
17% of all your taxes
go to
taking just care of my nonsense.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, a BuzzFeed article asks, what's something you do when you're completely alone that you'd never admit to in real life? I'd admit to anything. I mean, unless I was doing something like illegal, like
I was gonna say
cooking meth or whatever.
Yeah, nothing. There's no.
I'm pretty open about it.
Listening to 95X.
Do you? No. Do you listen to like?
Just kidding. Nobody does that. Not even alone when they don't admit it.
Do you listen to like your neighbors' conversations and stuff? Can you hear them?
No, you can hear like every once in a while. Like, not definitely not like wall to wall, but like above me, just like.
Oh yeah.
That you know what I mean, you can't hear. So
I don't think I admit to anything. So I don't think there's anything I wouldn't admit. I can give you examples of what people shared. Like this person says, I hold full debates with myself. Sometimes I even lose the argument and get annoyed by my own logic, and it's a problem.
Well, so that's
I watched a guy debate a big gulp last week.
But that's we all do that. And then that's how we figure out that we you know sometimes we're wrong when we talk it out amongst ourself.
Yeah, I don't have debates. I'll tell people off that I wouldn't tell off in the real world. I'll have those conversations in my car or in the shower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm winning those arguments.
Oh, I have the best comebacks.
Right?
I will burn you bad.
Yeah, for you're going to walk away from this non-existing conversation.
Yeah.
Well, it's even worse when you lose.
You're right.
It makes sense. You're making good points. Counterpoint accepted.
This one says, I shout obscenities about people I don't like out loud. So that's very similar to this.
Okay.
Like if you're mad at somebody, but you don't, like if it's your boss or whatever, you
would never admit that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that ain't nothing.
This one isn't that strange. I have full conversations with my dog. He answers me back in a cute puppy voice that I created for him.
I do that all the time.
So Rue will have conversations with you?
Yeah. She is a jerk.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
She cuts you? She cut you down?
Yeah.
Cut you deep?
But, like, get you under the radar.
Yeah.
She's real
What's
slick.
Rue's voice? Do you have Rue's voice?
I have to think about it. All right. Sorry, it's...
Freddie doesn't have a voice, but he is talking to me. Like, when I get home today, I'll be like, what's going on, Fred? What have you been up to? Uh-huh. Really? Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, they answer back. So,
look Rue's in their voice eyes. Is like, Mother, I demand my kibbles.
She's got a very regal.
She's. I mean, she's from Wales.
Oh,
she's a corgi.
That makes sense.
But she's she's got that British sarcastic sense of humor too. Yep. Like she'll cut you good.
Yeah, she was raised on what was that? Towers.
Faulty Towers.
Faulty Towers. She watched a lot of Faulty Towers.
Huge John Cleese fan. Huge.
She grew. That's just what I like. That's what she likes. No, I'll have conversations with my dog, but like Cody picks on me because they're stoner conversations.
We're like, he's getting into that part now. It's fun to watch.
Like, I know what Freddie needs.
Yeah.
Because he's telling my brain what he needs.
Yeah.
If he sits in a certain way, I know that he needs to go to the bathroom, or he wants a treat, or he wants some snacks. I know. I can understand what he's saying.
No, I've told him before that my neighbors that since moved out, many of them all said that they thought that I had either a roommate or a girlfriend that lived with me.
Because you're talking to your dog so much.
For how often they would hear me, because I'm on the first floor and all the windows are open, how often they'd hear me having just conversations.
The sweet baby talk.
Just talking to somebody or nobody.
Princess.
And I'm a jerk to Freddy sometimes
because
he's just really clingy. And like, people, if the... Whatever Russians are watching my security camera footage, they think I'm mad at somebody, but I'm not, because they'll just randomly hear me go like, I'm not doing anything. Go in the other room.
What am I to do?
I'm not doing anything. What do you want?
Yep.
Sister says, I tell my dog to use your words all the time.
No, that's how I taught.
Use your words.
But exactly the same. That's how I ended up teaching Elsa to do inside voice and outside voice.
Oh, like the inside bark has to be quieter than the outside bark.
She'll go... for inside bark.
Oh yeah, yeah. Subwoofing.
Yep.
That's what my dog does that all the time. Yeah, she looks out the door.
Use your inside voice. Oh, that's great.
Some people say I perform full concerts in the shower. I'm not just singing. I'm doing a full performance with choreography. Wow. I'm not that active.
No, there's not enough room.
And this one says just bed rot and complete disassociation. That's always nice. Well, just to not move.
That's not something I wouldn't admit. To someone.
If it was like multiple days, maybe I'd be ashamed to admit it. Oh,
multiple days, then I would be like, no.
I didn't leave my bed for 4 days.
When I turned in my final assignment, I got on the couch the next day and just stared at the ceiling.
Oh, that's nice.
For like 2 days. That was all I did.
Right.
Was just lay down with the room, wrong with stare that. At the ceiling.
Because you squeezed your brain out like a tube of toothpaste. It was empty.
So bad.
And it was empty, and now you just stare at a wall.
Oh.
Now you just stare at a wall.
I worked out all the wrinkles. I ironed them out.
Yeah. That is AJ you're hearing. AJ is in town because he's a college graduate, soon to be a college graduate.
Yep.
Are you going to the ceremony on Sunday?
Yeah, I got to.
You get a cap and gown and stuff?
I paid $170 for my cap, gown, and hood.
Whoa. You got any of those fancy strings things?
The Student Veterans Club gave me a very nice stole with a...
Oh, neat.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
so cool. This is all the SU? It's like a... Is it a giant ceremony?
6,000 some odd people.
Holy cow.
Whoa.
Yeah, I think there's like 6,300 graduates.
Where do they do it? In the dome?
In the dome.
Wow.
In the dome. I mean, they have like little ceremonies. So like there's a Student Veterans Split one. Up. There's a Information School one. There's Arts and Sciences, whatever. But then like the big... The big kahuna's on Sunday.
In the dome.
Mother's Day?
On Mother's Day.
So this area is definitely going to be balls with restaurants.
Do not try to get a restaurant this weekend.
Yeah, it ain't happening. Mother's Day and SU graduation, forget about it.
Wow. Even the no-tell motels are all filled up.
You ain't getting within 30 miles of downtown Syracuse this weekend.
Sheesh.
It takes me back to my infamous college graduation where not my parents thought it was a scam, but my stepfather definitely thought it was a scam. He didn't think I had graduated. With due cause.
Yeah, of course.
But can't see why, not like that, but can you even imagine though, like his parents sit down, open up that brochure.
Well, that was the thing.
And I like
to post this photo. I went to college for 5 years. If you guys don't know, which is nothing compared to this guy. Oh, my God.
He's still there.
I'm on the Van Wilder program.
You really are. You've been in college as long as I've known you, I think. I go to college for 5 years, and it started out as an understanding between my parents and I. It started out with an understanding between me and Sue and Oswego County.
Yes.
Because no college accepted me, but Oswego County...
They don't have a community college.
At the time, they did not have a community college. Right. They begrudgingly accepted me, and they sent me a letter in the mail making it very clear. If they could have accommodated me in any other way, they would have. This county does not have a community college, and we are required by some regulation to let you in this school. And I said, all right, let's do it. Let's go for it. So my parents were like, why don't you go for a year, give it a try, and then maybe, you know, see if you like it.
Yeah.
And that just kind of happened every year.
My favorite story about your college experience was how you took all the same classes as your roommate and then spent all your book money on pinball.
Yeah, I did. On the Mario pinball downstairs. I took all the classes that my roommate took for the freshman year, and then I spent book money on the Mario pinball in Fennell Hall.
Why did you?
Yeah. And then the next year, I spent a lot of money. If I could ever buy, the one stupid purchase I would make would be that Super Mario pinball machine if I ever found one.
But why did you take all the same classes as your roommate?
Was this
smarter, not harder?
Was this premeditated?
What?
Doing all the same classes, like, did you sit down?
Because it was like
down?
Freshman. You had to take intro to this or intro to that. I was like, he's taking them. He's going to buy the books.
Did you go online and like switch all your classes to
his?
No,
he had
to
sit down with a paper course catalog.
1999.
Because we started, because I did the same thing. But then we learned immediately that once you get there, you can change everything online. That's what we learned and started doing to cater our schedules. So I was thinking.
We're smarter, not harder.
He saw what his roommate had and went,
that's easy. We all got, and then eventually we diverged.
Me too.
We went off.
What's second period?
But jump forward 5 years to college graduation, where because of these stories and activities, and you know, I didn't pay attention very much. when it came to college graduation day, like that leading up, where you buy your cap and gown, and you like tell your parents, "Hey, the ceremony is here.
Yep.
Come to the ceremony." My stepfather never believed this was happening. My mother, she always has given me the benefit of the doubt. Like, maybe he did graduate college.
Yeah.
It took him 5 years. Maybe he did it.
Didn't your name not show up in the program?
That's the problem.
Yeah.
So we get to the day of
Where did they have it then? Where was it?
Romney?
In the red?
No, not Romney. Is it Romney?
I don't remember. I don't remember
where
they had
to play
it.
The hockey games.
In the Red Barn.
The Red Barn across the street.
Okay. All right. Gotcha.
So I get over there.
It was at Tully's.
I get over there.
Worth it.
And I could sense some tension between my parents. Because I hadn't looked at any brochure or anything.
Yeah, you were never a source of tension between your mom and your stepdad. Never.
So I get over there.
I go to start graduating. I can sense some tension from my parents.
And I can tell that my mom is trying to convince my stepfather they should stay. And I'm like, what is going on? And Bob is like, I don't even, he's not graduating, Tim. I don't know what we're doing here. And I go, what is going on?
He's in his cab.
And my mother had to tell me that you're not in the book, that your name is not listed as a graduate today. And I go, so did I not graduate? Like, I thought maybe I didn't graduate. I was like, oh, then we can just go home, I guess, and we're done.
Did you have to, like, go find somebody?
And I went and I found the brochure, and I have the photo. I posted.
But did you go,
me and my college roommate rifling through the program, thinking they must have made a mistake.
Did you just like sit down and like,
so
well,
then I
see
was
what
like,
happens?
Yeah. I was like, either they call my name or don't call my name, I guess. And then
throws their hat in the
does it. And they did call my name, so I just wasn't printed in the book.
Yeah, maybe like you had to,
even
I don't
that,
remember if you had to like register for something.
Even that wasn't enough, because my stepfather, when they called my name and I did it, and at the end of it, we went outside of the barn. He was convinced that because I had known I did improv comedy, that I had paid somebody to say my name. He thought it was all work.
That he got all right.
He was like, okay, one of your friends did the PA system. All right,
cool. You got us.
He put more work into that conspiracy theory than you did in your entire
five years. Yeah, he did. He did. He worked it out. And honestly, he gave me a lot. That's giving me a lot of credit.
Right?
I did all of this work to fake a college graduation.
That you rigged a graduation, got a hold of the PA system for the graduation. And for one split second, it was like an Ocean's 11 where, all right, they're going
to
be quiet for
all
2 seconds right here, right then is when we flip the switch. And then you say my name.
Mm-hmm. All to cover up that he got an associate's degree in pinball.
That's it.
That's hilarious.
I love that pinball machine so much.
I don't even remember. I don't think any of our places had anything.
It was Super
other
Mario
than
pinball. It was the right when you went into Fennell Hall by the mailboxes, and
nice.
I played that so much.
We did not have that. We had a vending machine.
If I ever find one for sale, I'm going to buy it. Oh, we raw dogged in Fennell. We didn't buy condoms earlier. No.
Sunni Oswego money.
Well, you use
barebacked over there.
They use condoms for sex, not just
masturbating. Oh, all right, got it.
Yeah, that's different.
Yeah, I didn't have any girls about it.
No, yeah, it's different, different.
100.9 1065 K Rock.
To design the Lexus ES, all we had to do was listen. Your ears said exactly where to put the speakers. Your eyes told us where to put the available head-up display.
Hey, Lexus, find me an alternate route.
Even your right foot helped out. It let us know you'd enjoy a little more torque. Turns out, you had a lot to tell us. We certainly heard you. The Lexus ES, not just for you, by you. See Burdick Lexus in Cicero.
Smart buyers are choosing Toyota Gold Certified Used at Burdick Toyota. Choose a Toyota Certified Used Corolla, Camry, RAV4, Highlander, or Tacoma, including hybrid models. Then get today's best APR rate at Burdick Toyota and Cicero. At Burdick Toyota, all of our hand-picked pre-owned Toyota models offer terrific value for the money. And so do our other carefully chosen used rides. Find better used every day at Burdick Toyota in Cicero. Shop BurdickToyota.com.
We're talking in chat about AJ's degree. AJ is in town, and we are going to listen to some of his music here in a second. But your final project was basically using data science to track Legos, is what you're saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And like when nostalgia took over?
Yeah, I took a look at all the Lego sets from 1950 on, and as soon as Gen X and millennials had disposable income in the early 2000s, that's when Lego sets exploded, and you got more interesting sets. You got all the Star Wars stuff. Mm-hmm. It got real complicated. You can make a Van Gogh out of Legos.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's
we're laughing
what
because
I discovered.
His fellow students were all doing things like cancer analysis and the stock market analysis. Yep. And let's go to AJ with his Lego stories.
Which color's best to put in your mouth?
I found the most tasty Legos.
Red ones are the best. Thank you.
Good, AJ. Good.
Yeah, there's a color of brown that they don't make anymore because it was too brittle. Something about the color, brittle brown. And
Reader said in chat that he found he heard that Lego produces more tires than actual tire manufacturers on an annual basis.
I believe that.
That's hilarious.
I like when I can put tires on my cars. Thank you, Professor.
As you can see, my ball graph is in the original Lego colors.
I thought I was being so slick by putting it in the original Lego colors.
That's smart, though.
All my charts and graphs. Yeah. I was like, I'm killing it.
Someone hemming and hawing over precancerous cells.
Oh, man. She did the most amazing analysis of that, and I was just sitting there.
In 1994, they introduced the palm tree Legos. Wow, AJ.
If you cannons really fire.
If you can find a Darth Vader with the lightsaber.
It's pretty valuable.
In the money, as they say.
As AJ has been on the show many years ago, we did a feature called What the Hell is AJ Listening To? Because one of the fascinating things about my long time, my friend of, I would guess, probably 35 years at this point.
You guys are so old.
Is that he listens to the strangest music.
Hush your mouth.
He listens to the strangest music not as like a bit, not as a joke. He's always had like the story we like to tell in your absence, and it makes him laugh hilariously, is that there was an era in the late 1990s, around the turn of the century, where AJ got very much into like goth music.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a moment where his father, longtime construction professional, real man's man, likes to hunt, likes to fish, builds things with his bare hands, man of brawn, comes home and comes upstairs, and AJ and I are sitting in his room listening to Bela Lugosi's Dead.
Yeah, little Bauhaus.
Putting
little
eyeliner Bauhaus on each other.
Listening to the saddest, stupidest music.
Definitely not kissing.
And his father, I think his father had written us both off by that point.
Yeah.
He was like, all right, I don't know what's going on up there. So this has been a long-term theme with AJ.
When I got married, he owed my mom $50.
Oh, because you got married to a lady. All right, Denise, you got me.
They still were kissing. God, okay.
So you've the audience has demanded it. They want to know what the hell is AJ listening to. You have two selections for us today.
I do. I do.
The first, can you pronounce?
I'm going to go with Chipong.
Okay. The band is Chipong.
Yeah.
The song?
Gati Chad.
Okay.
Oh, okay. It's, yeah. Yeah.
Quite it's my favorite and possibly the only Nepalese grindcore band.
Okay. Are there vocals?
Yes.
Not really.
All right. Not really.
Occasionally, right. There's a dude screaming in the background.
I mean, it
kills. At the very start, I heard words way in the background.
There was somebody up in the distance.
If you start over, you can hear it.
You can.
Yeah.
It's somebody up in the distance going, "What are you about to do?
What was that? What's that doing?"
And this calms you, right? This is your kind of calming music.
Oh.
It's just the darkest, sweatiest room where these guys are playing.
Oh, yeah. It's great.
This is why you wake up sneezing blood, Joe says.
All right.
Yeah, a little bit.
So.
A little bit.
The VA was kind enough to pay for me to do a course of doctor-prescribed ketamine.
Oh, okay.
And when you do that.
Okay.
I was under a weighted blanket.
Oh.
I had on an eye mask. I had on noise-canceling headphones. And they say, listen to happy music. Listen to soft, soothing, like what you would hear in a spa when you're getting a massage.
Pan flute, that kind of stuff.
That's not relaxing to me.
Okay. This is.
Grindcore, black metal.
There are?
Yes.
There's either vocals or a dog has got in the studio.
Yeah.
There's a dog, either a dog nosing around in the trash or there is a vocalist. And whenever I hear music like this, and that's fine, I can enjoy it. But when it comes to the vocals, studio engineers are so snobby about vocal mics.
Right.
And
right,
what vocal mic they use. And like there's like $12,000 vocal mics. Do they even bother with this stuff?
That's
Are they like, we need to have a good vocal? No.
Is it just this?
Is it just like, go get an old computer mic from the 90s?
And run it through a boombox.
Yeah.
And put it through the out. Don't put it through the in. And stand in the back stairwell and scream.
And then, yep, stand back there.
People are asking about your ketamine treatment. What more happened? You just got it. You took it and you laid there and then what does it do?
Oh, so you lay there. I put on my black metal.
Mm-hmm.
Start, go up and... Most of the time, it shot me off into space.
Okay.
And I would often feel like I was, in fact, a spaceship. Sometimes I would dock at a station.
Oh my
and
God,
get
docks.
Like refitted. Like they would take out my parts and pieces. And But the very first time, it was so freaky. I went to the end of the universe and watched, 1,000-foot-tall cyborg angels cannibalize each other.
Good night, everybody.
give me your drugs.
Give me your drugs.
I often have to turn to Josh and have him give me his weed drugs.
Mm-hmm. Oh man,
give me your ketamine.
I'm telling you, man, it really helped. It felt like somebody was taking a grill brush to the inside of my skull. It cleaned me out.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
So we're all about this new psychedelic legislation, right? We like that we're going to be doing that.
1,000%.
How many times did you do ketamine?
Like 35.
Whoa!
Yeah, and we're talking like mega doses. Like the most you can take before it does bad stuff.
So like when I have to get my Remicade infusions, I sit in a little room and there's like a TV and it's just like I'm there for 2 hours and the nurses keep an eye on you. Is that what they do for you?
Oh yeah, TV's inside your head.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you see the wildest.
Are there other guys and gals around you on ketamine?
No, I was by myself.
Oh, man. Yeah. Man.
Just
and
crazy.
That did it though? Like that scrubbed your brain? Like rewired you?
Yeah, between that and doing EMDR therapy,
Wow.
Yeah, I don't have to hide under the bed anymore.
Yeah, no, he does not.
No, it's for fun.
Now he did. Now it's a little game, little role play.
No, it's a fort.
A little role play.
No, I don't.
The second selection on today's What the Hell is AJ Listening To? I will let you pronounce this band as well.
Yeah, it's some people say Iapetus, but if you want to pronounce it the Greek way, it's Iapetus.
Okay, Iapetus. Okay.
And they're a two-man combo out of Connecticut, I believe.
Oh.
And this album is called The Body Cosmic. It is progressive death metal, all about just humanity and space.
It's okay, Gerbil.
Kind of positive.
Gerbil's back, baby!
Yeah!
Are there vocals in this?
Yeah. Yeah, they'll come in probably about minute 8
when they're ready.
When they're ready.
Yeah, they're about to kick in.
With this.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with this. And it's just two guys?
It's two dudes doing everything.
It's impressive.
Kind of like me and Josh.
Yes.
They do everything.
They do everything. Everything.
Yeah, I don't hate that one.
No, that's good.
I didn't hate the other one either.
No, that's good. I like that one. I like this one better.
Yeah. Iapetus, you said?
Yeah.
Iapetus, if you're trying to look them up. They are on Apple Music.
Check them out.
Right.
Yeah, they're on Apple Music. If you watch them on YouTube, it's super impressive because you get to see these two dudes just record everything. There's like, they Ocean 11 the screen, so you have like all the different parts.
I like that.
So you can see them playing.
That's
and
cool.
At some points, there's like 5 guitars.
Yeah.
And it's just two dudes playing the whole thing.
Yeah.
They are recording a new album like as we speak.
Okay.
That's cool.
They're in Connecticut.
How do they do live stuff?
They don't.
Okay, then.
They don't. They started during the pandemic, and like they've never been able to do a show.
Yeah.
And now they've got, this will be their third album.
That's crazy.
But they're incredible. They're so
that's
good.
Cool. I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
3 albums, never played a show.
Never played a live show.
Wow.
I mean, do you have to do all this on your own. You're doing it in the studio.
Yeah.
How would you bring that on the road, you know?
Yeah.
And it's not like the road is profitable anymore. Just stay home and get this stuff out.
Yeah, you'd have to get a bunch of hired guns and then...
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the creative whatever that you...
Return to what the hell is AJ listening to.
And awesome.
You'll get more of that because behind the scenes, I'm really trying to get AJ to make some more content. And I think he's going to start making some more content. So you'll get more AJ.
Nice.
You know?
You'll be getting more AJ.
That's what the world needs.
It does. He's done with this. He's done with all of his book learning.
Now he can do
Twitch streams.
Scientist
now. So happy to be done with school.
So now, as you enter your 45th year, you can focus on what really matters, and that's content creation.
Doing Twitch and talking to you ding-dongs and a-holes.
We're gonna get him back in the mix. We are going to hang out at Papa John's today. Coco will be at the brand new Papa John's in Cicero today from 4 to 6. And I'm telling you this because I want you guys to save some money. $5 pies, one topping.
Yeah.
$5. Get
large.
A pepperoni, get a cheese, sausage, whatever you want.
Yeah, it's not like, oh, they're going to make little tiny little baby little
pies. $5 large pies with one topping, $5 through the weekend. He's extending it through the weekend. So stop over and see Cody. Grab some stickers. You got tickets.
I got some concert tickets.
Got some concert tickets you can win. If you can figure out the complexities of Plinko.
Oh, the wildness of Plinko.
A running joke, AJ, has been we have a little Plinko game we bring out.
Okay.
And maybe you wouldn't be shocked to learn how very few people understand Plinko. Like, we'll go to an event.
Gravity?
Yeah.
Gravity is a problem.
And they'll stand there and look at it and go, what do I do with this?
Where they put it.
We go, you just put the... First of all, I'm shocked you have never seen Plinko, but okay. You just put the thing in the top. Well, when do I put it in?
Yep.
Up to you.
Put it where you want it.
And then, what happens?
I had someone on our diner tour. The guy was like, yeah, but which one, though? I'm like, it's how it, there's no,
yeah,
like, where he goes,
physics,
you
know.
He goes, and as he's doing it,
Like, so he takes the Plinko chip, and as he's bending down, he goes, yeah, right, BS. You know exactly what you want to put it into in the concert tickets. And he does, and I'm like, it's not that type of thing.
It's been the wildest experience these last couple of months trying our Plinko game out.
P.S.
Plinko's
you know
got a secret menu.
It does. Yep. It does. So go see Cody tonight from 4 to 6, and then get back on the internet at 7 o'clock on Twitch. I'll do a couple-hour DJ set, house party at 7 o'clock tonight. Powered by Thrive Dispensary. 7 o'clock on twitch.tv/KRockCNY. 2-hour DJ set with your boy. We are going to party tonight for a Friday night house party. Pre-game before that, over at Papa John's in Cicero, grab yourself a $5
pizza.
Large pie.
Give me that pizza.
With one topping, those 10-inch cheese sticks, and so much other good over there at Papa John's across from Dairy Queen. Speaking of food, I mean, AJ and I met for lunch over at the Beeville Diner yesterday, and he was raving about how he just doesn't have diners in Colorado.
Really?
It's so sad. There's like a tiny chain. They've got about three diner-ish looking places, you know, and it's called Gunther Tooties.
Yeah. Definitely is.
Which is.
It's definitely called that.
The name is the best part
Gunther
of it.
Tooties.
Good old Gunther Tooties.
Yeah. And you said it's like a restaurant trying to be a diner.
Yeah, it's like the Disney version of a diner.
Okay. Yeah. What do you got for pizza? Do you have any pizza out there?
There's Slice 420, which is pretty good.
It's good pizza.
And then there's like one place that does a decent like New York style pie.
Mm.
But yeah, the pizza situation is bad.
Really?
No. It's not great. It's like Tracy Jordan on 30 Rock. It's like,
yeah.
It's hot in here, and there's no good pizza.
Yeah.
It's just like Miami.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
All of our Southern viewers and listeners always say that they, the North Carolina, South Carolina pizza scene is not good.
Ugh.
Whenever I travel with my family, you can never find a good pizza.
No.
We're very blessed up here.
No, yeah.
You guys got chicken wings, Lifts is asking? Any chicken wings in Colorado? They can't really do it.
Like, there's some, but it's the best wing I had in Colorado was when chicken wings were so expensive.
Oh.
Post-pandemic.
Yeah.
There was a barbecue place that was doing duck wings.
Mm,
they were doing barbecue duck wings, and those were incredible.
Yeah.
Yep, they've got them. Was it Hotspot?
Hotspot had the duck wings.
Had those, okay. Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
You got good barbecue in Colorado?
No.
Wow.
Nope.
What is Colorado known for food?
Fancy, nicer foods, I bet.
Green chili.
Okay.
There's a town called Pueblo that has a lot of green chili.
Sure.
What are they known for? Food-wise, it's kind of a crappy food town.
Interesting. Yeah. They're not there to eat. You're there to like...
There's some good stuff up in Denver. You know, there is a fairly large Tibetan and Nepalese community
because
they like the mountains.
Yeah.
So you can get really good Indian food.
Okay.
Really good Tibetan food.
All right.
But
still never tried that.
Oh, it's great.
We want to try some of that Indian food.
Come visit me. I'll take you down the street to the Indian spot. I'll introduce you to my friend Muku.
Okay.
And we'll get you set up.
Rocky Mountain Oysters, PJ says.
Delicious. I've had that. It's not bad.
Well,
it's not bad.
Another celebrity has gone to OnlyFans. Shannon Elizabeth went last week. She started her OnlyFans.
Yeah, but remember, it wasn't
nudies.
But
it's not nudies.
He ain't showing no b-hole, and that's what we're here for.
That's what I'm paying for. Jamie Presley is now going to OnlyFans. My name is Earl. Jamie Presley, you know her?
I've seen her nude. She's done things. So
she has?
Yeah, she's done whatnots.
This has, been a transition. Oh, man, she was selling issues of Maxim back in the day.
Maxim.
When I was working at Walden Books.
I know, bud. I know. Top shelf, Maxim magazine.
Yeah, to put it in the plastic cover. Ugh.
Oh, yeah.
She said she is evolving with the times and giving herself space to, quote, create what I want, how I want, and share it directly with the people who've supported me for years.
All these celebrities, they're trying to take back OnlyFans for what it was when it wasn't popular.
Because
it was an actual website for a while where it was artists and stuff would go there because it was...
Not just nude stuff?
No, only fans. It was for your fans to share all sorts of whatnot, and it got just pushed out because it's a good platform to make, private and paid stuff, and there you go.
Yeah.
So, I mean... It seems like that's what they're doing, because I bet she's not putting any...
No, she's being vague about it. They asked, what are we going to see on your OnlyFans? She says, a more personal, playful, and completely unfiltered side of her. But as Cody asks, what about the butthole?
What about the b-hole?
Let me see that b-hole
real quick. Let's see, is she?
Can we get a list of the things we're not going to see?
Yeah.
Is that?
Let me know if I'm going to invest.
Yeah, because hers, like Shannon Elizabeth said, and wherever I found that, it was like, will not be posting whatever
nudes?
Pictures. So
she did Playboy, though, back in the 90s, early aughts.
Yeah.
So you could see your
so if you
parts
want to,
in there.
Let's see. Jamie Presley. What's she doing? Oh, I can't find
She's 48 years young. She'll be on OnlyFans, bud, if you want to follow her. I don't know when.
Yeah, nothing right now. But you know, make money however you want. If it makes you money, great.
I'm doing feet pics.
You should.
If it makes you money.
If it makes you money,
hell
man.
Yeah.
Cody will be at the all-new Papa John's in Cicero today from 4 to 6. $5 large pies with a single topping. Just $5.
You want your pizza?
All weekend long, 10-inch cheese sticks, tons of Papa John's swag.
You want your pizza?
As well as Cody's got K-Rock good
while
he's
there. Yeah,
find
some
stuff
in there.
4 to 6.
Bring some stuff.
Play Plinko, win some concert tickets, get some stickers, say hey to your boy.
Yeah.
I will be there, but do not look at me or make eye contact. I am not working this event.
No, don't you
this
dare.
This is Cody's event.
Don't you dare.
I am there
dare.
As a customer. I am shopping.
Oh.
I'm getting pizza tonight.
And he's looking for swag himself.
And I would like to win those tickets, please. Thank you.
Okay.
Every day I learn about a new thing I can't do while drunk. Obviously, you can't drive, you can't boat,
says
can't
who?
Ride a lawnmower, can't ride a horse.
Says who?
Now this guy gets a DUI for flying his drone while intoxicated.
What?
And we have a former, were you a drone pilot?
Yes.
So I can
yes, I
get
was.
Your expertise on this.
Okay.
Now he wasn't flying what you were flying.
I hope not.
I think
not.
He was just...
I hope not.
He got his hands on one. He got his hands on one. 34-year-old man in Florida was operating a drone while intoxicated on Monday when he buzzed a vehicle. Hold on a second. What does it say? He buzzed a vehicle with it?
All right. I mean, yeah, I can see that.
The guy, okay. It's 12:20 a.m., so nothing good is happening when you're operating a drone at 12:20 on a Monday morning.
No, but I mean.
When he intentionally buzzed a parked car with it.
I mean, I wasn't drunk, but when Tom let me use the drone at Splash when we were getting B-roll and I was flying his, I could have easily buzzed a car. There was 31 all around me.
Yeah. The guy was sitting in his car with the windows down, and he didn't like that the guy flew a drone past his car.
Come on.
He thought the drunk guy with the drone thought the guy in his car was following him. So.
All right. There might be a little more.
There's a lot going on here.
He thought a parked car was following him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he was just drunk.
So yeah, he went and investigated with his drone and he flew it over to the guy.
All right. Now, okay, that makes sense. All right.
I think that car's been following me.
Get my drone.
Let me get my drone. I'm going to go investigate. I'm going to go. Victim said that he was actually just a delivery driver, and he wasn't following him. He was making his deliveries at 12:20 in the morning, bud. That's why I'm suspicious.
Yeah, interesting.
What deliveries you making at 12:20?
But why is it? Who cares if he's drunk?
That's what I'm asking you. I can't be drunk and fly a drone because it's what?
You gotta have a license from the government. There's a little FAA thing.
This is Florida, though. Do they have? There's no really laws in Florida.
It's the Wild West out there.
It is. The police show up because the guy who was sitting in his car reported a man thinks I'm following him and he just flew the drone past my window.
He just buzzed the tower.
Police smelled alcohol on his breath. He was charged with burglary and assault. That didn't even get into that. Didn't even get into that.
All right. So, see, there's a lot more to this than just, you know.
But he is getting charged with driving, droning while intoxicated, I guess.
Call Guy Fieri because drunk drone driving is the new triple D.
Why? did he do? No.
No, that show.
D3, the Mighty Ducks return.
Oh, man.
How much, I guess, obviously, this is not like the military drone that you flew.
Yeah, no.
But this is like just a fun, you got to be in a lot of control of that drone. Like, it's not.
Oh,
this is going to sound stupid. But it's not like just going forward and back.
No, I know.
You
I know
can
you
go
mean.
Up and down and left and right.
No, watching Tom use this thing all the time.
You got a whole new axis you got access to.
Yeah.
And when I flew it, it wasn't easy.
No.
It was fun, but I had to go very, very slow. But yeah, those things are, it's literally like an airplane.
But better, because an airplane can't like just go, woo, woo.
Also true.
Woo.
Not the
I'm
one,
talking.
Not the
I'm
one
talking in
fly.
Scientific facts here, obviously.
That's how they go. That's
I don't want to get too technical.
Scientific term.
This just came in on the wire. Yeah. Nobel Prize Committee just called.
Ooh, a couple of us.
You guys are getting the science one.
Perfect.
Congratulations.
What's the nobody called me?
What's the scientific term for backwards again?
Woo.
See?
No, that wasn't backwards. Oh. Backwards is...
Oh.
What's okay. Forward is...
Up.
Yep.
And then up and down is...
Okay. Weirdly enough, Josh is working the Doppler effect right now. And so you're not wrong.
Yeah.
Even a broken clock is right twice a day.
Wow. What was the movie I watched recently that made me think about you and your drone days? It had... What's that guy? Okay, now I'm lost. It was a military movie.
Okay.
Old guy.
Saving Private Ryan.
Lethal Weapon guy. Mel Gibson?
Mel Gibson?
He's one of those guys, like he's...
Anti-Semite?
No, well, yes. Yes. I believe, yes. No, he's in this room... And, like, with the drone pilots, and there, he was, like, in there hours.
The Santa Claus movie where he's Santa?
I think we've gone way too far down.
You're Tim Allen.
Yeah, thank you. No, he wasn't a Santa Claus movie.
Yeah,
he was
we learned of a very weird revenge-style movie of, like, Santa's been... tossed aside, but now the government needs his help.
Claws with C-L-A-W-S.
It's Fat Man is what it was called. Yep. And he has military training, and he shoots a lot of people. AJ. Yeah.
Santa Claus is a real badass.
You want to get high and watch a movie, watch Fat Man.
The chat destroyed us for months until I think you watched
it. I did. I gave it.
Yeah,
people were coming in here every day.
Every day
they were saying... Josh, you gotta watch Fat Man.
Yo, and
I'm
like, Fat
I'm
Man?
Not watching Mel Gibson as
no, you guys, Fat Man.
Military trained Santa.
And it was like old too, right? Didn't it come out a couple years
2020.
Ago? 2020. Yeah, and it came out a while ago and it's all of a sudden popped back up.
A 2020 American action film where Kris Kringle, aka Santa Claus.
Kris Kringle.
Is portrayed by Mel Gibson. Kris Kringle is forced into a partnership with the U.S. military. He is locked in a deadly battle of wits against the highly skilled assassin trying to kill him because a 12-year-old hired an assassin because he got a lump of coal in his stocking.
Oh.
So Fat Man's trying to keep the peace, but also he's got to dodge
his
an assassin.
Own war going on.
Wow.
Just do a little bit.
This is probably as good as Jesus Christ Vampire Hunter.
That's another one I have not seen.
Wonderful movie.
I've never seen.
If you've ever seen our Lord and Savior bless the ocean and then throw vampires into it.
Whoa!
So they could be...
Right, so they get...
The ocean turns to holy water.
Yeah. Is that the ending? Is that how it ends?
No, no.
Not? That's the beginning.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
I think he also teams up with a bunch of lesbians.
Oh, my goodness.
Killing vampires. Yeah, so if you want to...
Somewhere my mother's here feeling a tinge in her head. What is this? I don't like that, Josh.
I don't think so.
You are not watching a Jesus movie. I can't find the movie I was thinking of, but it was a drone movie with Mel Gibson.
With Mel Gibson?
Yeah. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? There's a military operation, and Mel Gibson is like the drone... commander or something, and they keep trying to get him to leave his post, but he won't leave his post. But it's him in just a room with a couple of other drone pilots.
I mean, that's essentially what you do.
You just sit there?
Yeah. You sit in a room and
you're flying around?
Look for a wedding to bomb.
Looking at what? What is it?
I'm trying to, I just record.
Nothing.
I had the voice thing, just hear everything you said, and it didn't come up with anything.
What it was movie? A movie. Somebody,
let
is it
see.
Agent
I'm gonna,
Game?
I'm going to put in, now what movie? Mel Gibson, and see if it tells me.
It's a double feature with that Sinbad genie movie.
Old man yells at cloud. I mean, I'm complaining. Everybody on those phones, dude.
Wow.
I'm watching the Today Show. I don't know who Zara Larson is.
Not to be that guy, but looks very generic.
It clearly appeals to the teens. And they're all at a concert watching this. And every single one of them has their phone out. They're filming it. They're typing on their phone. They're all looking through their screen to watch her perform. And I know I'm the boomer in the room here, but you're missing... There's a professional television crew at this event, filming it and broadcasting it.
You could touch her from where they're standing.
Yeah.
And they still want to watch it through a tiny screen.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Crazy. I know. I don't get it either, man. I was just telling chat that, like, that's why I love these millennial bands I go see now. Nine Inch Nails, no shows. You said, no phones. You said Ghost, no phones.
No phone. Locked up.
Locked it up.
Like, I get it. Like, fine. Like, and...
Yeah, get a quick video. Boom. That's what I'll do. I want to remember this later.
Or even for something like Oasis, I took several very memorable shots and vids that I actually do watch.
I do watch them back, too.
And
same.
That's it. Yeah. You want to be able to experience it, not just...
And they're all looking at their phone.
You know what was wild about the Ghost show and not having your phone? People were forced to talk to each other.
It's nice, right?
You had to have a conversation with either the person you were with or the person who was sitting behind you.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in a section. I got my ticket through VetTix. Mm-hmm. They give away tickets for free to veterans.
Here we go. And there goes my $7.
All right. They stuck us all in the same section.
Oh, nice.
And so with nobody had phones, like, you got to talk to strangers who had a similar experience to you. And dudes were swapping stories. And it was really cool. But it was wild watching the younger people try to figure out how to have a conversation with a stranger.
Oh, interesting.
They don't do it.
Yeah, they don't.
But it was good. It was watching people make organic connections, and it was nice.
I like it. We're coming full circle, I think. I think that we'll have human contact again at some point.
Real human contact.
Real human contact.
Okay.
Other side of this, we will get into your 90s at 9.
Oh, wow.
We will play our hockey stream on our gaming stream for the day. Wrap things up. Get ready for Cody over at Papa John's later on today. And tonight's house party. No toots?
Coco's, that was a little Coco's one. Puffing over here.
I'm trying to give some. See, we have a thing. Of a fart counter.
Oh,
in our chat
where you can do !! Fart every time you fart, and it does a counter. It's already far past this amount, but the counter is like 10 away from 1,000 farts.
Ooh. Yeah, so we're going to have a big celebration next week, obviously.
It's going to be either Monday or Tuesday. Usually, you haven't been here in a little bit, but you're familiar with him.
Yes.
So you know how at least every day I can get 3 or 4 farts in the morning.
I'm a gassy boy.
Yeah. None today. None today.
Let's run
down. You should give yourself a made-up award.
Oh. Gold medal in fart counter. Congratulations, you did.
There you go.
I did it.
Here's the rundown for
today. It's the fart mic right there.
Gaming stream powered by Ryan Phelps Auto Sales. You are buying with Ryan. We will play Canadians at Sabres. Playing tonight, we'll play that game. Of course, that is brought to you by Hidden Gardens, opening soon in North Syracuse, and Ryan Phelps Auto Sales. Yes. And then 4 to 6 today. What happens at 1? Are you doing a meet and greet? All right. If you run into him, he'll be happy to give you some stickers.
Yeah. Tune into his endoscopy.
Today. And then 4 to 6, Cody will be over at Papa John's in Cicero today.
That's what I'm most
excited
for. Stop
by. You could win some tickets, get a lot of K-Rock stickers, and just get a $5 large pie with one topping, dude, all weekend long.
I'm getting some because it'd just be good throwing pies. Just get a couple slices just for hucking.
No, I'm going to have the oldest. Yeah. Oldest is going to drive me over there to pick up some pizza for dinner tonight. So that'll be nice.
Nope, it's a good little spot for driving.
Because we're pre-gaming for a 7 o'clock house party. Haven't done one in a little bit. 2-hour DJ stream tonight at 7 o'clock back on our Twitch channel. Come hang. There's all the business. Thanks for hanging, AJ.
Yes, that's awesome.
Wonderful to be here.
You'll have more, AJ. We're going to get him streaming and doing stuff. Don't worry. All right.
Okay.
Radio World, you get the 90s at 9 with a little House of Pain. Keep it locked. It's K-Rock.